start for in 5 or 6 cables. Let's start again.
Roger.
This is Sonarchy Radio, broadcasting from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This is Doug Hare, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to some live music.
Hello, everybody. My name is Gilles Aubry. I'm a sound artist from Berlin, originally from Switzerland, and I'm going to play a couple of sounds from Kinshasa in Congo tonight for you.
Brothers and sisters, to be human is difficult and very dangerous.
To be human is difficult and very dangerous. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't do anything. Look at what's given us the strength to enter the forests, the villages, where there are many sorcerers, the houses, in which many things are happening, to preach the word of God.
Burnt. Fire elsewhere, fire, shout, fire. Start shouting, acclaim, applaud, turn. Behind, in front, to the left and to the right. Fire, follow them. You can't even run. Follow them, they are behind you. Throw the fire. Everywhere behind you, fire. Come on. May fire follow them.
Le feu, que mes ennemis soient brûlés, le feu. Le feu partout, du feu crier, le feu. C'est commencer à crier le feu, acclamer, applaudissez, tourner derrière, par devant, à gauche, à droite, le feu. Suis-le, tu peux même courir. Suis-le, tourne, sont derrière toi. Jette le feu partout, derrière toi. Feu. Allez, que les feux les suivent.
Jesus. En Allemagne, on appelle ça comme ça. On appelle ça comment? Sauba.
Three.
persons, because they are sorcerers. The kid says,
écoutez de moi, Dieu. Aie pitié de moi, Dieu.
When we will have said 7 times the name of Jesus, you will see how the Holy Spirit operates. Beware, there are people who will speak in tongues. Shout for the first time, Jesus.
Alléluia. It's a historical picture, what can I say? Yes, when one sees the decor, as Jean-Claude said, the presence of the banana trees, what the flora looks like on the picture, this shows that this picture was taken in Africa and nowhere else. So it is a picture that was taken in Africa. It is first the flora, which makes me say so, and then there is an old drum on which a child is sitting, and this kind of drum is typically African. So this is what confirms that this picture was taken here in Africa.
Hallelujah! Et consacrons nos cœurs au Seigneur, parce qu'il est plein d'amour. Parce qu'il est le Dieu qui ne change jamais. Alléluia. Parlons notre Seigneur, qu'il est le vrai et le véritable amour. Le Dieu qui nous aime. Lui qui ne regarde pas nos fautes, même pas nos faiblesses, mais nous aime tel que nous sommes. Alléluia. Seigneur Jésus, nous nous approchons devant toi ce matin. Parce que tu es notre amour. Parce que tu as quitté le ciel pour venir te livrer, oh Seigneur. Afin que nous soyons sauvés. Alléluia. Voilà pourquoi ce matin, nous voulons t'offrir cette offrande au Dieu de louange et d'adoration. Alléluia. Toi qui nous sers, oh Jésus.
Marchons dans ce bois. Alléluia. Oh oui, dans la joie.
Well, if I may describe this picture too, I see the drum, as the pastor just said. Maybe not to repeat what he means, although it is meaningful. Was seeing too, I did some self-examination to reflect on the native people, so maybe we are here to speak about the current state of affairs, as it has a picture from... It is a picture from 1910. Until today, maybe I can see some evolution. It is a tent made out of two canvas, sheet, and it's somehow like this.
Oh, we hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
I do not know whether these missionaries came with it. When I look at the villagers, I do not think they could have had such a tent. It seems more as if the missionaries would have taken it with them in order to make the talk easier, to chat with the people. It seems a bit like that. I also notice the kind of hairstyle. I am wondering whether the way these kids, their hairstyle. For me, this hairstyle also made me wonder, because I know that there was a time when human beings used hairstyles as tattoos, which were like an ID. So when I saw this hairstyle, I also wondered which ethnic group was it that used to have their whole head and leave out of... I mean, their whole head shaved and leave out just a little bit of hair in the middle of the head. So I started wondering to which people would correspond this identity. We are asking a question of the message. Which message were they broadcasting? It is missionaries, usually when they were coming like that, they gave God's message of love to the people. I see the number of wax cylinders and I am wondering, what was the missionary doing? The cylinders must have been encoded. He knew that he had to start with this one, then that one, and then, whilst the people must have been recollecting in their heads the information contained in the cylinder.
Parce qu'il est plein d'amour. Parce qu'il est le Dieu qui ne change jamais. Alléluia. Parlons notre Seigneur. Qu'il est le vrai et le véritable amour. Le Dieu qui nous aime. Lui qui ne regarde pas nos fautes, même pas nos faiblesses, mais nous aime tel que nous sommes. Alléluia. Seigneur Jésus, nous nous approchons Amen. Devant toi ce matin. Parce que tu es notre amour. Parce que tu as quitté le ciel pour venir te livrer, oh Seigneur, afin que nous soyons sauvés. Alléluia. Voilà pourquoi ce matin, nous voulons t'offrir cette offrande, oh Dieu, de louange et d'adoration. Alléluia. Toi qui nous aimes, oh Jésus. Alléluia. Alléluia. La Bible dit que c'est toi qui nous as aimés le premier. Ah, yes. C'est toi qui nous as aimés le premier. Tu as quitté ton trône. Tu as quitté ta gloire. Tu as quitté ta splendeur. Pour nous sauver. Pour manifester encore en nous le vrai et le véritable amour, Jésus. Alléluia. Nous t'élèvons ce matin. Nous t'élèvons, oh toi, le véritable Dieu. Nous t'élèvons, ô toi, le véritable Seigneur. Nous te magnifions, ô Dieu.
You're listening to Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle's U District. Jack Straw operates on a nonprofit basis and has been helping artists record and distribute their work since 1962. If you'd like more information on how to take advantage of our sound studios and educational programs, then please visit our website at jackstraw.org. That's one word, Jack Straw. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy, then email me, Doug@jackstraw.org. Let's go back into the studio now.
Yeah, hello, welcome back. This is still Girobri improvising for you tonight. As I was saying, I'm using field recordings I did in Kinshasa in churches. I was interested in these churches. I was wondering, how do they use audio technology? What do they do with these microphones, these amplifiers, these big loudspeakers? May they also even construct their own loudspeakers? So I was interested. And I've recording them. I've recorded them and then I'm now playing with these recordings. Some of them you can find on a book that comes with a CD, which was recently published. It's called The Amplification of Souls, and you might get a copy of that online under adox.de. That's the name of the publisher, adox.de, and it contains elements from this research. I'm a researcher. I was very attentive. I've been recording a lot of things, and you will find some images and some sound, the list of all the sound sources I'm using in this work. And if you want to know more about myself, then please visit my website. The website is earpolitics.net.
No. Je vais baisser. When brother Alain will come with the 1,000 gigabyte thing, we'll also be able to keep more images, or we will buy some good blank tapes to copy everything, because it can help many people, many churches, all these tapes. When a pastor sees things like that, watches the ceremony, the predication, the deliverance, it can help him too.
Yes, yes, you have mentioned the rock concert. To me, my concern, I'm not against the fact of amplifying the voice, but I'm thinking that If it is in a closed room, the sound technician who is adjusting the device, he should also take into account that there are negative effects on the human body. For example, for the person who is always at the same spot. Because we know in our churches that there are some people who never change their place. Every Sunday when they come, you know where they will sit. So try to picture a man who always sits next to the speaker and who receives that sound directly in his ear. You can imagine what this sound will cause as a consequence after a certain period of time. Hence, this person will not be able to hear voice, but sound with a low frequency, because his ear will have been damaged by being exposed to a loud voice.
Thank you. pour nous donner un coup de main.
À quoi ça vous a servi de faire souffler cette bête?
T'as un petit cœur frottant, t'as intérêt à te barrer d'ici.
Vous êtes inhumain. En tout cas, tu nous as foutu une sacrée trou. Mais comment t'as fait pour tomber dans ce
Ça fait plus de bol. Parce que souvent dans les pièges, t'as des piquets de bambou empoisonnés.
Distortion is truth. It is a proven sonic fact. If you want the signal to burn, then use a distorter. If you want to animate people to run out, if you want to inspire people to rapid transformation and to spread the gospel, then do not use a laid-back, saturated, sonorous sound texture. The latter only works when, as in the morning devotion on Deutschland Radio, the aim is to incite a deep emotional response. Amplification, distortion, and echoes are co-composers. They dynamize, replicate, and complete the motivational ideas to form a holistic identity.
Anyway, oh. boca que está puesto ni mamá veo.
This was Amplified Souls by Gilles Aubry. Again, I was presenting sounds from Kinshasa in Congo, which were recorded in 2010 and 11. So if you'd like to have more information about this project, please visit my website under www.earpolitics.net. Thank you.
You've been listening to another original studio performance on Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, USA. Sonarchy is produced and mixed by Doug Hare, and there's more about what I'm up to at DougHare.com. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy or want more information about Jack Straw's nonprofit sound studios, then please visit jackstraw.org. Our email contact is doug@jackstraw.org. This show is available in several streaming formats at kexp.org and is archived as podcasts in iTunes. Find it in iTunes by searching for Sonarchy Podcasts. Many thanks to our friends over at KEXP for bringing an international audience to the sonic arts of the Pacific Northwest. Sonarchy is a Jack Straw production. So thanks again for listening, and so long now.